A statement approved by the full council Wednesday is far milder than its sponsors had hoped. During negotiations, language was dropped that would have characterized Iran's nuclear program as a threat to international peace and security, thereby establishing the council's jurisdiction over the matter. Russia and China, which favor a more lenient approach to Iran, argued that Tehran's nuclear activity should be dealt with primarily by the UN's Nuclear Watchdog Agency and not the Security Council. In the end, sponsors Britain, France, and Germany, along with the United States, relented in order to get a statement adopted before their top diplomats meet in Berlin Thursday. That gathering will focus on longer-term strategies for preventing Iran from pushing ahead with its nuclear enrichment program. While some of the strongest language was deleted, the statement calls on International Atomic Energy Agency Director Mohammad El-Baradei to report to the Council on Iran's compliance with its obligations within 30 days. France's UN Ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sablière said he is confident the statement sends a strong message to Tehran.
Iran has 30 days, and we hope that Iran will comply. If Iran complies, it will pave the way for a negotiated solution, which will guarantee that the nuclear program of Iran is solid for its peaceful. Now, if Iran doesn't comply, then the Security Council will, on a report which would receive from El-Baradei, will have to take its responsibility.
Washington's UN Ambassador John Bolton emerged from the final negotiating session saying the Council is sending an unmistakable message to Iran that, in his words, its efforts to deny the obvious fact of what they are doing is not going to be sufficient.
This is simply a statement that says to Iran, you have consistently disobeyed resolutions of the International Atomic Energy Agency. You have violated your safeguards agreements. You have violated the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. You must now come into compliance. And if in 30 days that hasn't happened, and we expect a report from the IAEA Director General, in 30 days the Security Council will be competent and ready to act.
The statement adopted Wednesday is the product of 3 weeks of intense negotiations among the Security Council's permanent five members. Moscow's UN Ambassador Andrei Denisov said Russia had demanded removal of stronger language until the IAEA provides stronger proof of Iran's nuclear intentions.
When you speak about threat to international peace and security, you must have strong, clear, and legally approved evidence. We don't have such evidence. That is why we use International Atomic Energy Agency as a watchdog specially designed to provide such clarification, such verification, such approval.
Iran's UN Ambassador Javad Zarif ridiculed the Council statement. Speaking to reporters, he reiterated Tehran's position that its nuclear program is strictly for peaceful purposes.
Iran's commitment to the non-proliferation regime, to non-proliferation, is categorical. We have always made it a very clear proposition that Iran is committed to its obligations, not only because there are obligations under the treaty, but in fact because they are based in our historical as well as our religious edicts. We have made it very clear that at the highest level of the government, Iran does not want nuclear weapons, nor does it want to pursue the development, stockpiling, or acquisition of these inhuman weapons.
The Iranian envoy vowed that his country would not bow to international pressure to curb its nuclear activities.
Pressure and threats does not work with Iran. Iran is a country that is allergic to pressure and to threats and intimidation.
A statement issued by Iran's foreign ministry Tuesday had warned that Security Council intervention would escalate tensions and have negative consequences. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice Wednesday called the Security Council's action an important diplomatic step that shows Tehran to be more isolated than ever. She said she was looking forward to Thursday's Berlin meeting with foreign ministers of the other permanent Security Council members and Germany to explore further action on Iran. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.